Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. Science which touches your life. Science which increases your understanding of this great universe of ours. And also, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, if you want to get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic and the Internet, give me a call. The number is 612-564-8135. Let's say you're having dinner with the kids, and the kids ask you a science homework question that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? You can either sit there and babble on, or are you going to put them on the telephone, have them call 612-564-8135, and have them ask that question that you've always wanted to know. Let's say you're walking down the street one day, and then you look up. You look up to see this great universe of ours. You know, so many people never look up. They spend the whole day looking down, down at the floor. But when you look up, all your problems seem so trivial, so small, compared to the vastness of the majesty of the universe itself. Well, that's what Science Fantastic is all about. It's that feeling of awe and wonder when you look at this universe of ours. And again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic and you want to answer that, ask that question, give us a call. The number is 612-564-8135. And also go to my website. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to Facebook. My Facebook site is Michio Kaku, and we have 4.5 million fans on Facebook. So why don't you be part of this great movement to try to understand this universe of ours? And then in this hour, we're going to take your comments, your questions, your listener phone calls. So again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, moving on, let's take the first listener phone call, and then I'll answer some of the questions that I get by email. But let's take the first listener phone call.
My name is Martin Zustel. Radio station I'm listening to is KSUD in Anchorage, Alaska. Professor Kaku, I have a question for you. Well, there's actually two questions. One, is it possible, or should I say, will we soon be possible if we end up using graviton waves for propulsion? And two, is aerodynamics, or the way we're setting up aerodynamics, or how aerodynamics is set up, will there be a possibility of a new space shuttle? One that can take off from any airport and travel into space to a possibly new space station. Thank you, and have a nice day. Bye.
Okay, well, you asked two very important questions. And the first question, you mentioned gravity waves. Gravity waves, for which the Nobel Prize was given just a few years ago to several physicists. And you want to know whether gravity waves, like surfing, can act as a propulsion system for a rocket. So if a water wave can push a surfer, why can't a gravity wave push a rocket ship? And then your second question is, well, right out of Star Wars. In Star Wars and other science fiction movies, we take off like a jet, and then accelerate, and then break the light barrier as we go into deep space. And so the question is, can we take off a rocket from the ground, like a space shuttle, and then zoom into outer space like the Millennium Falcon? Well, let's take these two questions separately. First of all, gravity waves do exist. Think of throwing a pebble into a pond. When you throw a pebble into a pond, ripples form. Ripples which then extend radially outwards. Well, now we place the pond with the fabric of space and time. And if you drop a pebble into this pond, ripples form on the surface of space-time. Ripples call gravity waves. Now, you can calculate how strong these gravity waves are. These gravity waves are so tiny that Einstein thought that in his lifetime, he would never see an experiment that verified his theory. So Einstein calculated the strength of these gravity waves, and he found out they were infinitesimally tiny. So tiny that he did not think that he would ever see them. And sure enough, 100 years later, 100 years after his 1916 paper predicting gravity waves, 100 years later, we finally found them and granted the Nobel Prize for that discovery. And so the answer to your question is no. We cannot use gravity waves as a propulsion system because gravity waves are simply too tiny, too small to propel a rocket. And then the next question you ask is, speaking about rockets, the Millennium Falcon takes off like an airplane, then turns on its rocket engine, soars into outer space, and then goes into hyperdrive, and then goes faster than the speed of light. What's the physics behind that? Well, a space plane is actually possible. That is, a plane that takes off like an ordinary jet airplane, scoops up oxygen from the air, burns it, and then goes to the very edge of space. In fact, space tourism is based on that idea. Virgin Galactic is already having plans to send tourists into outer space. They would take off like an airplane. They would have a boost from a larger airplane. Go into deep space, go into the upper atmosphere, and then turn on their rocket engines. So a combination of air breathing and rocket engines makes a space plane possible. Now, what are the problems? The problem is that you have to have two types of engines. One engine scoops in oxygen, burns it with fuel, like an airplane. That's how jets work. The second has its own oxidizer, its own hydrogen, burns that like a rocket. And so it's a technical problem. We can, in fact, build a space plane. But the problem is you have to have two types of engines, two types of metallurgy, and so forth. That's a technical problem that is simply too difficult to solve economically with the budgets that we have today. So in other words, to answer your question, yes, space planes are possible. In fact, NASA was contemplating a space plane instead of the space shuttle. Originally, there was a debate as to what to do after the Apollo program shut down. And the space shuttle would take off like a rocket, but land like an airplane, but not use the air-breathing engines of a jet. It would be basically a rocket taking off and landing. But the space plane that you talked about takes off like a jet and then turns on its rocket engines and goes into deep space. Well, is it possible? Yes. Is it practical? No. But who knows? Maybe as space tourism becomes more popular, people may like the idea of blasting off and then taking off like an airplane and then going to the boundaries of outer space. Okay, well, what I'd like to do now is answer some of the questions I get on email. And I'd like to apologize for all those people who send me emails, because I have to, of course, try to answer each one. That's physically impossible. So what I'd like to do is answer them all at once in this session of Science Fantastic. But first, let's take a short break. And after the break, we're going to talk about flying saucers, space tourism. Did the Chinese manufacture the virus, the coronavirus? Are we on to go to Venus as the next planet? Well, stay tuned as we talk about the cutting edge of science on Science Fantastic. Give us a call, 612 612- 8135 is the number to call if you want to get on national radio.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to try to answer some of the emails that I get. I get so many emails that I can't possibly answer all of them. So we're going to try to answer them electronically on Science Fantastic. Well, one question that I often get is about flying saucers. So let me say a few things about UFOs or UAPs. First of all, there are, of course, thousands of sightings. In fact, I have friends of mine who swear that they've encountered a flying saucer in their lifetime. And they come up to me and they say, this is for real. I ask them, have they reported it? And they say, no. They would be laughed at. But they felt confident enough to tell me and describe in detail what it was like to bump into a flying saucer. Well, perhaps the most documented sighting before all these Navy tapes were released just a few years ago, perhaps the most documented case is the JAL sighting that took place in the 1980s. The JAL Japan Airlines flight was flying over Alaska, and it encountered an object flying alongside it. And they were able to make some very simple measurements of this object. It was traveling alongside the JAL plane, and then it simply took off. And then there was another sighting right after this first one that created a very blinding source of light. It was tracked by the pilots. It was tracked by radar. It was tracked visually from the pilots. And it was not just one person who saw it. The crew saw it. And so here we have a multiple sighting by multiple modes. When one person says that they saw a flying saucer, well, maybe they were drunk. Maybe they're making it up. Maybe, well, who knows? Maybe they're just lying, or maybe they're telling the truth. But if you have multiple sightings by multiple modes, visual contact, radio, radar, it makes it much more difficult to dispute. And so it turns out that the ending is very sad. One of the pilots actually told the authorities about this. Well, the executives at JAL were horrified that one of their pilots was talking about flying saucers, so he was put on a desk job and then slowly pushed out. And so, in other words, he suffered. He actually suffered the consequence of talking about flying saucers. Well, now we have Navy pilots who have flown alongside these objects and, in fact, almost crashed. Apparently, there was one incident where a Navy pilot almost crashed with one of these things. And we have the film now by which we can make concrete measurements. Now, I'm a physicist. When we analyze a phenomenon, we take metrics. That is, we measure it. How fast is it moving? What direction? What velocity? What G-forces? We make measurements. We just don't talk about these things flying in space. So the physicists at the University of Albany, frame by frame, analyzed these Navy's tapes and came to the following conclusion. First, they travel between Mach 5 and Mach 20. That is 5 to 20 times the speed of sound. Then they zigzag. They zigzag, and the G-forces that they create is hundreds of times the gravitational force on the Earth. So you and me in one of these flying saucers would be crushed. Our bones would break if we were zigzagging like these objects. And then the next question is, how high do they fly? How low do they fly? Apparently, they can go to the edge of space, 60 miles straight up, until they just disappear off the radar screen. So what could do that? Well, first of all, the United States, China, and Russia are experimenting with hypersonic drones. These hypersonic drones can also go between Mach 5 and Mach 20. Vladimir Putin last year even boasted about the fact that Russia has perfected its own version of a hypersonic drone. The United States, by the way, is behind the Russians. It canceled its hypersonic drone program 2 years ago, but now under pressure, revived it. But the recent Pentagon CIA report casts new light on this whole question. Two conclusions come out that are new. The first conclusion is the United States does not have this capability, either with unclassified or with classified technology. That's new. You see, before, just like with the stealth bomber, you can say that the military actually had the technology to create, quote, invisible, unquote, airplanes. That is, a stealth bomber. It had the technology. So the Pentagon never confirmed or denied whether it had this technology. Now, of course, we know that the Pentagon does, as the stealth bomber. However, here, the Pentagon and the CIA finally admitted that the United States does not have this capability. This capability of flying without creating a sonic boom, going 20 times faster than the speed of sound, and then penetrating the oceans. Yes, there's one film footage where this mysterious object splashes into the oceans. Now, the military is honest about this. This is technology that we've never seen before, that is beyond the technology that we can muster. Well, then that leaves open the next question. Do the Russians have it? Do the Chinese have it? Probably no, but who knows? You see, the Russians are specializing in rockets that can zigzag. Now, why is that? Because our Star Wars system is very expensive, but it's designed to shoot down enemy missiles in the final stages just before impact. But if your rockets can maneuver and zigzag, you can evade a multi-billion-dollar Star Wars shield and strike your target. And so that's one possibility, that perhaps the Russians have perfected maneuverability of these rockets in the final stages before impact. Or maybe it's beyond their capability too. And their drones would also break the sound barrier. In fact, it is very difficult to create an object traveling faster than the speed of sound without causing some boom of some sort. So what could these objects be? Well, the short answer is we don't know, but the possibility they could be optical illusions. In other words, the parallax effect. An object that's very close to you, zigzagging, versus an object very far away from you, zigzagging, the object that's far away from you will appear to be moving much faster than the object close to you, even though they move at the same velocity. An object close to you, zigzagging, could be an object very far from you, zigzagging at a tremendous rate, if you do not understand the distance at which this object is. So in other words, an object close to you, zigzagging, could appear to be moving at hypersonic velocities just because it happens to be close to your eyeball. That's the parallax effect. Now, children often say, "Mommy, Daddy, the is following me." That's because when you look over your shoulder, the moon is still there. You run, and the moon is still there. And so that's why children say, "The moon is following me." And that's why the planet Venus is often confused with a flying saucer. Now, could these UFO incidents be an optical illusion due to the parallax effect? Some people think so, but the military has come out by saying, well, we got to be careful. We've tracked this thing not just with optical means, but also with radar. And it's very hard to have a parallax effect with both radar and visual sightings. So the short answer is, we don't know. Now, this Pentagon report made a second admission, which is very important. The first admission was that we do not have anything in our arsenal, classified or unclassified, that can do all these marvelous things in space. Second, it opened the possibility that they are extraterrestrial. Now, the report was very careful to say that it has no proof, no evidence that these are extraterrestrial, but it opened the door to the possibility that they are extraterrestrial. Now, for the moment, imagine a civilization that could do this. First, they would have to go between stars. Stars are separated by trillions upon trillions of miles, meaning that any object would have to break the light barrier. Now, our most powerful rockets can only go a fraction of the speed of light. To go to the nearest star, the Saturn rocket, our biggest rocket, would take 70 years to go from the Earth just to the nearest star. And so, 70,000 years, I'm sorry. So, what technology could do that? We'll talk about that after the break. So once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday. This as a Russia invasion of Ukraine could be imminent.
We encourage all American citizens who remain in Ukraine to depart immediately. We want to be crystal clear on this point. Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible, and in any event, in the next 24 to 48 hours.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan also calling it an urgent situation. The White House says President Biden is on the side of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and they've been talking about the ongoing blockade of key bridges and crossings between the United States and Canada. The White House adding that Trudeau promised quick action to enforce laws and restore the open passage of crossing between the two countries. USA Radio News. The black nationalist accused of running over and killing six people during a Christmas parade in Wisconsin is pleading not guilty. Daryl Brooks Jr. entering his plea to all 77 charges he's facing in connection with the November attack in Waukesha. Included in those 77 charges are six homicide counts, over 60 counts of reckless endangerment, and other charges. Brooks would spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted of one homicide charge. He'll be in court again on March 11th. NASA is showing off two photos from the new James Webb Space Telescope that launched last Christmas. The photos are indicators that the telescope is operational and set to begin its mission. The initial exercise included the telescope taking more than 1,500 photos, which provided reportedly stunning photos. Webb is meant to see deeper into space and in better detail than any previous telescope. USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to answer some of the emails that I get, because I get so many, it's impossible to answer them one by one. But I get so many emails about UFOs and the recent Pentagon report. And so let me just summarize really briefly. This new report coming from the CIA and the Pentagon is quite revealing, because it mentions for the first time in history that whatever is causing these gyrations in space is caused by technology that we do not have. You see, before, the Pentagon could be very shy about this and hint that maybe it's classified research, or maybe they're really extraterrestrials. So here's an admission of the fact that the military does not have this capability. This capability of zigzagging between Mach 5 to Mach 20, G-forces experienced that are hundreds of times the force of gravity, being able to plow into the oceans, being able to break the sound barrier without creating a sonic boom. We do not have this technology, says the Pentagon. And then it opens the door to perhaps, well, maybe they are extraterrestrial. And then the question is, how advanced would they have to be? Well, to break the light barrier, an ordinary civilization can't do that, according to Einstein. You need the energy comparable to that of a black hole before you could break the light barrier. So in other words, a type 1 civilization is planetary. They could, for example, control the weather. They are hundreds of years more advanced than us. A type 2 civilization could rocket to the stars. They would be able to harness the power of the sun. A planetary stellar civilization is type 2. Type 3 is galactic. They roam not just among the nearby stars, but across the galaxy itself. To break the light barrier, to go faster than the speed of light, you would have to be probably a type 3 civilization. And when would we attain type 3 status? About 100,000 to a million years. You simply get a slide rule or a calculator, calculate that we grow exponentially with our gross domestic product, and you come to the conclusion that in about 100,000 or more years, we will be type 3, that is, galactic. And that is just a blink of an eye. And just remember that there are 4,000 planets that we physicists have been tracking in outer space. And so if you were type 3, you would have what is called the Planck energy, the energy of the Big Bang, the energy of a black hole, the energy to bend the fabric of space and time at will. Now, if they're that advanced, then why should they bother with us? You know, the question is, are they hostile, assuming they exist at all? Are they hostile? Well, apparently they've been observing us for decades. This is not a new phenomenon. Some people even quote the Bible. Ezekiel saw the wheel in the sky. And they say, well, even the Bible refers to flying saucers, they claim. So, if they've been observing us, and they're that advanced, maybe 100,000 years more advanced than us, then they're probably either friendly or uninterested in us. That's why they don't bother with us, other than to photograph us, check our progress every once in a while. In other words, if you're walking down a forest road and you bump into a squirrel, do you go down and talk to the squirrel? Well, maybe initially. But eventually you get bored, because the squirrel has nothing to say. The squirrel has nothing to come back to you with, nothing interesting. So you lose interest. So I imagine that if these are alien craft from a distant planet, that they are probably type 3, that is galactic in energy, energy that allows them to manipulate space and time, the energy of the Planck energy. And as a consequence, well, we're nothing but farm animals, forest animals to them. And for the most part, they'll simply leave us alone. Okay, let's take another short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue to answer questions that you sent me on email. The number to call if you want to get on Science Fantastic is 612-564-8135.
With orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. First of all, I'd like to thank those people that picked up a copy of my latest book, which is now a New York Times bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. That is the ultimate holy grail, to find an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. This is the ultimate goal of science, to find the rules of the universe itself. And we think we can do this with music, the music of subatomic particles, where each subatomic particle is a musical note on a tiny, tiny vibrating rubber band. And when the rubber band changes frequency, it changes into a different particle. That's why we have so many particles. So physics is reduced to the laws of harmony of these strings. Chemistry is reduced to the melodies you can play on vibrating strings. The universe is a symphony of strings, and the mind of God that Albert Einstein spent 30 years of his life chasing after. The mind of God is cosmic music resonating through hyperspace. Well, to find out more about this, get a copy of my book. I was on PBS TV the other day, and the announcer asked me a question. If one of our viewers finds the God equation, what advice would you give them for this shattering event? And I said to him, well, if any of you listeners find the God equation, then you should tell me first. Yes, tell me first. We'll publish together, and we'll share in the Nobel Prize, you and me. Well, let's move on, because I get so many emails that I have to plow into some of them. One email actually asked a very germane question about the coronavirus and whether it was engineered or maybe escaped from a Chinese laboratory. Well, at first, people would scoff at that. People said, no, it came over from the animal kingdom. 60% of all diseases originally come from animals. But other people say, isn't it coincidental that the very epicenter of the coronavirus is where, no, we have not one, but two biologically bioengineered institutes that deal with lethal viruses. And then people say, well, maybe the virus came from the food market. Well, that's not true. There are no horseshoe bats, the carrier of the virus, at the food market. The only horseshoe bats in the area were at these institutes of virology sponsored by the Chinese government. Isn't that coincidental? And now it turns out that November of 2019, three Chinese scientists came down with severe flu-like conditions at the Hunan Virology Institute. Another coincidence? And now we have two scientists writing in the Wall Street Journal claiming that it was engineered. Now, of course, to prove that, you need evidence, and that evidence is probably destroyed by now by the Chinese Communist Party. Who knows? However, these two scientists, one from the University of California at Berkeley, another Stephen Quay, who is a biotechnology entrepreneur, they wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal claiming that it's in the genome, that you can see the hallmark of an engineered virus. There's a genetic sequence called CGG-CGG. That is the hallmark of an engineered virus. That is, when you tinker with this genome, it leaves a mark, CGG-CGG, in its genome. It turns out that naturally occurring coronaviruses do not have that mark. Engineered viruses do have that typical mark, a fingerprint. And when you analyze the coronavirus, bingo, there it is. The genetic marker, which indicates that it was, in fact, engineered. There's something called gain-of-function research. Gain-of-function research is when you deliberately engineer a virus to become more lethal. Now, why would they want to do that with one of the greatest killers in the history of humanity? I don't know. But apparently, and this is now documented, they were doing gain-of-function research at these institutes of virology in Hunan, and they were experimenting on bat viruses. And so 2 plus 2 is 4, even though that's not conclusive evidence. They claim that this characteristic mutation, which is not natural, was created artificially by Chinese scientists and then perhaps leaked out of the laboratory. Well, time will tell, but I think we're going to get to the bottom of this by looking at the one clue that we have left, the genome of the coronavirus itself. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can have your thoughts heard across the country on national radio. Well, we are answering emails. I get so many of them. It's about time I answered some of them. And another email concerns the whole question of space tourism. People ask the question, when can I go blasting off into outer space like Captain Kirk? Well, yeah, the era of space tourism is here. We have not one, not two, but maybe three or four different groups offering tickets to outer space. Jeff Bezos even is auctioning off a seat for his New Shepard Blue Origin rocket. It'll blast off and go 60 miles straight up to the edge of space. It'll hit Mach 4, or four times the speed of sound, and the whole trip will last 11 minutes. And for several minutes, you'll experience weightlessness. Weightlessness as you're in free fall, and you'll have a gorgeous view of the Earth, the windows. The windows are, in fact, the biggest windows ever sent on a rocket ship into outer space. So you'll have a spectacular view. But what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, right? The catch is, well, you have to bid for that one ticket that's available. And the bidding so far is at $3.5 million. So if you happen to have spare change to the tune of $3.5 million, you too can ride with the richest man in the world and his brother, skyrocket to the edge of space and come back in a rocket that's been tested 15 times for safety reasons. So the era of space tourism is here, not to be outdone. Richard Branson, another billionaire, founder of Virgin Atlantic, has his Virgin Galactic space plane, and he's going to fly tourists to the very edge of space perhaps later this year. How much for a ticket on his space plane? Well, rumor has it that it's in the neighborhood of between $250,000 to $500,000. So if you too want to rocket to the edge of space and experience weightlessness, you could do it if you have a spare $250,000 to $500,000 in spare change. And if you want to go for broke, you may want to go to the moon. And that's where Elon Musk of SpaceX comes in. You see, he's not interested so much in going up and down again. He wants to go to the moon and eventually Mars. And he has a rocket to do it. Yes. The Falcon Heavy can be modified to become a moon rocket, and he sold tickets. Tickets to a Japanese billionaire, and the Japanese billionaire bought all the tickets. He bought every single ticket for his pals and colleagues, so they could blast off and go around the moon. They will not land on the moon. They'll simply go around the moon and then come back. So the era of space tourism is here. Why? Prices are dropping. The technology is getting cheaper and cheaper. You realize that back in 1966, at the height of the Apollo space program, it cost 5% of the entire U.S. federal budget to finance the Apollo mission. That's incredible. Think about it. 5% of every dollar you paid in tax. went to the Apollo space program. That is unsustainable, and sure enough, it collapsed. But now, because rockets are reusable because of Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, these billionaires are perfecting the reusable rocket, meaning that it'll cost maybe a fifth of what it cost previously in an era of unusable rockets. Right now it costs $10,000 to put a pound of anything in orbit around the Earth. That's your weight in gold. Think of your body made out of solid gold. That's what it costs to just put you in orbit around the Earth. To go to the moon costs about $100,000 a pound. To put you on Mars costs about $1 billion a pound. And so you can begin to realize how much it costs to go into outer space. But costs are dropping. With reusable rockets, we're not simply throwing away the most valuable part of the rocket, which is this booster rocket. Think, for example, that you junk your car after each use. That's right, you bought a car for one use, and then you junked it. If that were true, cars would cost an enormous amount of money, way beyond the means of any family. But cars are reusable, and that's why the costs have dropped for cars. But rockets are not reusable until now. And so costs are dropping, and like I said, I wouldn't be a bit surprised whether our grandkids and great-grandkids have the option of honeymooning on the moon. It takes 3 days to go to the moon. That's a hop, skip, and a jump. 3 days to blast off from the Earth and whip around the moon. Now, to go to Mars, that's a whole nother ball of wax. Mars, it takes 9 months. 9 months for hardy astronauts to go from the Earth to Mars, and then a few months to wait for the alignment of planets to become just right, and then another 9 months to come back. So Mars is a different picture. But the moon is literally a hop, skip, and a jump from the planet Earth, which means that space tourism is really a reality. Also, speaking about outer space, NASA has set its target on the planet Venus. And there's a mystery there. The Venus is our twin. It's a planet that is about the same size as the Earth. And in principle, it should be more hospitable to life than Mars, which is a frozen desert. But Venus, unfortunately, is a hellhole. Temperatures are 900 degrees Fahrenheit. Think about that. And when it rains sulfuric acid. And atmospheric pressure is 100 times that of the Earth. In other words, we're not going to go to Venus anytime soon. Well, once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and pick up a copy of my latest New York Times bestseller, The God Equation. The quest for a theory of everything. The holy grail of science is to find that master equation which governs the universe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.